It's time for Israel is Real. Two Israelis putting a human face on all things Israel. Rahel and Sonia focus on life in modern 21st century Israel, telling the stories of ordinary people living in, loving, and in support of an extraordinary land. Israel is Real is a community-supported program featuring interviews with local, national, and international celebrities, personal life stories, and call-ins. Learn a new Hebrew word every week. Israel is Real. Every Friday on 1590 WSMN, Nashua's News and Talk. And now, your hosts, Rahel and Sonia.
Good morning. We're Rahel
and Sonia.
And today we also have Miriam. And this is Israel is Real, the free voice for Israel. Boker Tov lekol ha'mazinim.
Tzoraim tovim b'Yisrael.
From WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk. We hope that you are visiting our website at www.israelisraelnh.com. That's ISRAELISRAELNH.com. And you can also, if you're not catching us locally here on the wavelength, you can also find us on the internet at WSMNradio.com, where you can listen live, or you can also listen later on archives. So, it's 96 degrees, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, it's 96 degrees here.
97
here.
And it's going up and up and up.
It's going up and up. They're predicting over 100.
How do you think how much degrees will be outside in the end of the day?
110. Ad me'ev esrim, 120 maybe. It's the Jewish way, right? 120.
I'm hoping not. Let's put it this way.
That's right. Minus 120 maybe inside.
Oh, it's so cold.
We have our extra guest today, Miriam. Good morning, Miriam. Boker Tov.
Shalom, shalom.
Miriam has been on the team since we started the radio show, and she's visiting today, and so we're glad to have you here today. So we're going to start again with our Hebrew word, and I'm getting lots of good feedback about the Hebrew words. People are enjoying learning Hebrew, so I'm very happy about that. And our Hebrew word today is?
Again, Shir Ivri.
Wow.
Which means a Hebrew song. And we are trying to figure out our history, the development of the history of Israel by songs, by our culture. And yes, and I have a special request today. It is somebody which would like very much to listen the first song. And I'm hoping that Martin Weinstein is listening to this song, because he's every time he is listening to our radio show.
Right, you've been asking for this, Marty, so we're going to play it for you this week. We're going to listen to it, and then we'll tell you a little bit about it.
בהמון צלילים ואיתנו הם יאמרו
Hallelujah! This was the winning song of the Eurovision Song Contest in 1979, and it was performed by Gali Atari and the Chalav Udvash group, the Milk and Honey group. And they represented Israel. And I don't think people in America really know too much about the Eurovision contest.
I would like only to emphasize what's the meaning of hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It's to praise. We are using this in English, but we don't know that hallel, it's a Hebrew word, and it's about to praise, praising God, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I would like only to emphasize another thing. The special performance, it was very unique because it was the first time in which a songer came first and then the backing singers entered the stage one by one rather than to come all together.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very special.
Right. So they were coming on one by one and this was the stage performance and it was
in
very
Jerusalem,
special.
Yeah. So.
Right.
And Miriam have some memories about it.
Oh, I remember we were living in England at the time, and there was a build-up each week as to who was going to be representing England in the Eurovision contest. And then when the real Eurovision contest took place and Milk and Honey, this was sung, hallelujah, it was just beautiful. And you could tell the Israeli orchestra pumped it up a little bit, I think, for them. But it was they were so obviously the winners. I can remember it so clearly. My husband and I were singing, you know, and clapping and saying, yay, go Israel. And we were ecstatic that they won. And they played it for weeks in England. I'm sure it was played uh-huh. every day, you know, in Israel and has been since. And every time I hear it now, you know, I have this little personal thing that in me that says, oh, I remember, like an old lady, I remember
right.
those days
right.
when I remember when they won that, Granny.
It was very exciting because, as I said, people here really don't know what the Eurovision contest is, and it's really just a song competition. But the fact that it's all of the European countries are represented. And Israel got to be part of that. It was very exciting. So
it was like not that it was exactly like American Idol, but it was the same kind of following. You know,
right.
oh, a contest, who's going to win, and then to have the finale, it was a really big deal.
And the thing is that Alleluia was winning after a year before. Abani Bio Boy
yes.
Ben also took the
we
first
heard that last
place.
Week.
Yes.
Abani Bio, yeah,
they took. Consecutively twice
the winnings
yes and it is something very harsh to do having in mind that Hebrew it's so far away from any language spoken in Europe or in the world
and in a sense it put Israel on the European map on people's wavelength people became aware that Israel is a lively, flourishing country, and they could present this beautiful song. It's very exciting. And, you know, later throughout the years when the Eurovision Song Contest happened every year, and later as it became more popular in Israel, would come around. Israel always put an entry in. But some friends and I, we would get together, and it would be a big event, you know. We'd get together, and we'd have popcorn and potato chips, and we'd take our own voting. And we try and decide who we want to win, who we thought was the best song. And for me, also, the other exciting part about the contest was the ability to see the artists from Europe, all the other entries, and to get a sense of the different cultures, which also exist in Israel, is very exciting. So to see that every country would choose its best, you know, they would vote, and they would choose its best singer. And they were the ones who competed. So it was very exciting to see what the other countries also presented musically and artistically. It was very exciting. So after that, we move on to a very popular singer. As we met him last week. I don't know if we did. We didn't meet him last week when we were talking about the kids' songs. But this is David Broza. David
Yay.
Broza. He is the son of an Israeli-British businessman. He's a folk singer. He was born in Haifa. In Israel, and he was raised and educated in England and Spain. Today, much of his music is also in Spanish, representing Spain. And this is a song called Sigaliot, Violets.
מכתבי שירה אליה הם מאירים את אלוניה. מי זה כותב לך ילדון את גלים מי שולח? זר פרחים סגול כשהאביב פורח שי בכל נובמבר, בלי ברכה בלי שם או רמז, שולח לך סיגליות בזר קשור בסרט. לילות שלמים שהיא לא נרדמת עליו בהקיר, היא חולמת, ובטח גבר עם לב רומנטי, נשמה טובה וחיוך סימפטי. שלוש שנים הוא סובל בשקט, כן לפעמים היא כמעט צועקת, ומה אם בעלה יודע, היא מסתירה את מכתביה. מי זה כותב לך ילדון את גלים מי שולח? זה פרחים סגול כשהאביב פורח, מבת שיעי בכל נובמבר, בלי ברכה בלי שם או רמז, שולח לך סיגליות בזר קשור בסרט. שואל למטה, הוא לא אומר כן והוא יודע, אם היא תדע בטח תשתגע, כן זה הוא שכותב אליה, הוא האהוב, הוא חלומותיה, ומה אם בעלה יודע, היא מסתירה את מכתביה.
This is David Rosa, and as you can hear, he's a fantastic guitarist. I was at one of his concerts actually long ago. It was Yom HaTzmaut. It was Independence Day,
and I have to say, not a good time to go for concerts.
Well, it was pretty exciting to see him. He was just sort of new at the time, and he was playing something amazing on the guitar, and he got into this. He was very focused, and he was very, just very focused in playing this amazing thing on the guitar. And I could hear people in the audience talking behind me, which was really annoying me.
But it's Independence Day. It's not exactly.
But, well, it was
the
in the Han Theater in Jerusalem. We were in a theater. It wasn't. And it was intense, and I was really into what he was doing because I'm a guitarist also, as you know. And all of a sudden, he stopped playing in the middle of this amazing stuff, and he looked up and he said, "I'm sorry, I lost my focus. People are talking and I can't continue the song."
It's hard for me to imagine. It's hard for me to imagine someone talking while he's playing because it's so intense, the playing. I took my son, who didn't know Broza from anyone, and I kind of had to drag him there. The opening song, my son's mouth dropped, and he was riveted
right
on him. He's a guitarist.
Yeah.
And he never said anything afterwards. And then he said, that was awesome. Do you have a CD, Mom?
And ever since, you've been playing David Broza in your car. He's quite an incredible musician.
I agree with the music, but I like much more the words. I am a lyric.
Tell us what the words are about.
They are about more or less attention and marriage, if you want, with a very severe husband and with a very delicate woman. And she, for 3 years, is getting every week violets. And she doesn't know from who are those violets. And she is not telling anything about the violets to her husband. And her husband is not telling her that it's him that is sending her violets every week. So it's kind of, I feel always that they could speak one with other. Like, make it happen, you know. Tell her that you are sending the violets.
But it's the mystery, the romance would
be
lost.
You're right. Yes, but it's a very nice song. I like the words.
His words are always beautiful.
Yes.
I love his Spanish work, too. Oh,
very
incredible.
Good. But about the concert, Yom HaAtzmaut, the Independence Day, it's not exactly the concert that you have in your mind. It's something which is open. People are coming with the kids. You are coming with your grandmother. He is grabbing his grandfather. It's kind of hard to have any discipline, so-called discipline for music. But
if you're outside, but if you've paid to go into a theater and to watch somebody, it's a little different.
It was an inside theater?
An inside theater,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, this is something else. Yeah. This is really something else. I thought.
Right,
of
course. And I don't think they're probably not doing inside concerts anymore, but
no,
it's celebrating outside very much for Independence Day. But yeah, with fireworks and everything now.
It's happened. I don't think that if you are coming with friends, you really want, it's me. I would like more to speak with them than to listen to the music.
Then you wouldn't have attended the concert. So let's move on to Yehuda Polliker.
Now, this is the guy that I like.
Yeah, and we're mentioning in Israel is really a melting pot of cultures. And we've heard the Israeli representation. We're hearing now through Broza the Spanish influence. We've got now Yehuda Polliker, who went to his roots, and we spoke about this a little bit last time.
Yehuda Polliker is from Greek, and his
parents...
This
is for George.
And his parents... His father was a survivor from Auschwitz, and he have unbelievable works on everything that you can even imagine. I think that he is an extreme talented person. And I wish George will find any Greeks lyrics. I don't know lyrics, but music there. Okay.
Let's hear some of the Greek influence coming
into Boker Yom Rishon, the morning of Sunday,
by Yehuda Polliker.
Kulam achshav zarim
Yehuda Palker bringing us the Greek influence.
And George directly figured it out that he is from Greece.
He's very talented.
He is. He is. And it's, I'm not the one to say who is talented or not, but I like it. It speaks to my soul much better than David Broza. Not because it's not good, but it's other message that I like it better.
Singers for different
exactly.
reasons.
It's different.
Yes,
it's
and he's just as beautiful. I can hear the soul in his voice.
Exactly. This is what I think. Okay. So Poliker was born in Kiryat Chaim, which is a suburb of Haifa. His origin is from Greece. His father was an Auschwitz survivor, and this was extremely, extremely formating for Yehuda Poliker. And everything that he is writing, he's doing, or he's creating, he have those trace of Holocaust, of life. I don't know, those songs are spoken to me a lot.
I think it's that Eastern European influence.
I don't know.
What were the words about? What was he singing about?
I don't have the lyrics to tell you right
here,
now.
Here,
but
I have the lyrics.
You have the lyrics? Okay,
I have the lyrics. I'll find them.
So
here it is. Well, it's
in Hebrew.
Transliteration.
Oh, great.
wait, maybe it's not. Here it is.
Really,
okay.
To make them really great.
Oh, like. It's not so important.
No, it's nice. It's nice to know
go.
A little bit.
Here we go.
So he is speaking about how you are waking up on Sunday. He don't want to listen to the radio, and he do not want to read the newspaper. And in a second or two, the rain will start. I would like if I could sleep more again. It's like to running away from a routine that it's very hard for him. This is only a small piece of what he is telling in this song.
And just to let our listeners know, in Israel, it's a 6-day work week. And Sunday is the first day of the work week.
Yeah.
So Sunday is Monday.
So Sunday. In a sense. Yes, and he actually has also, if you remember, a very nice song about that Friday.
Yom Shishi. Yom Shishi at Yoda.
Yeah. So it's the Friday night that
Friday,
he is speaking.
The Friday party day,
yes.
Or Shabbat.
Okay.
However you look at it. We are going to take a short break.
Yes.
And we'll be back. This is Israel is Real. This is WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk, and where Israel is Real, the free voice for Israel. Wouldn't it be awesome if over 100,000 people, well, actually millions of people, would know about your business, your product, or your service? And wouldn't it be even more amazing if your business were helping to stop the hatred and the terrorism by supporting the good news about Israel? You can do this by sponsoring a Hebrew word, which I know you love, or maybe the Torah portion, or even a weekly Israel is Real show. And you better do that quick. We need your donations. So take out your checkbook now and make a donation, or advertise, or sponsor a show, or even have us read a greeting on a special occasion. By supporting Israel is Real, you make a world of difference. And yes, by loving Israel, you will make the world a better place. So please take out your checkbooks now and write a check to Absolute Broadcasting. Send it to our personal mailbox at Israel is Real, P.O. Box 236, Milford, New Hampshire, 03055. Again, write the check to Absolute Broadcasting. Send it to our personal mailbox at Israel is Real, P.O. Box 236, Milford, New Hampshire, 03055. If you'd like more information about how to do that or what the rates are, don't forget to visit our website at www.israelisraelnh.com. That's www.israelisraelnh.com.
And I would like to remind to everyone that Vision is an organization which is acting in New Hampshire, and we are trying to educate our communities about the little country of Israel. Vision, it's promoting Israel. I would want only to emphasize one of the facts that you can take and have it. Who can challenge the rights of the Jews in Palestine? Good Lord, historically, it is really your country, said Yosef Daya al-Khalidi, mayor of Jerusalem in 1899. And if you'd like to get more information about Vision and what we are doing, please go to www.nhforisrael.org. It's www.newhampshirenh4israel.org.
Have you heard the buzz? Raquel's music is touching hearts of listeners all around the world. To hear Raquel's unique sound and to book Raquel to perform for you live, go to www.rahelmusic.net. That's R-A-H-E-L-M-U-S-I-C music, rahelmusic.net.
And we're Rachel, Sonia, and today with Miriam. This is Israel is Real, WSMN 1590, Nashua's News and Talk.
We don't have other land.
Let's translate that. This is a song by Corinne Al-Al, and this really sort of brought her, I think, into the forefront of Israeli singers.
I think that in the beginning of the 80s, but she was a singer in the army as well. And she's very talented, actually.
Beautiful.
Very talented.
Ainli Eretz Acher. How about I read the Hebrew and you say the translation?
Oh,
how's
this,
that?
This is going to be this'll really be, nice.
There you go. Okay. Simultaneous translation.
Almost.
Ainli. Yeah, it should be the other way around, right? Ainli Eretz Acher.
I don't have other land.
Gam im admati bo eret.
Even if my country is burning.
Rak mila be'ivrit choderet.
Only one word in Hebrew. It's going inside, deep inside.
El Orkai. El Nishmati.
On my arteries, on my soul.
Beguf ko'ev, belev ra'ev.
With my body, with a painful body, and with a very...
thirsting, a hungry,
hungry
heart.
Hungry soul.
Kan hu beti.
Here is my home.
And that's what we're about. This is Israel is Real. We're here to talk about our home, Israel. And we're very happy that many people are getting on board with supporting Israel these days. And many people are making a big effort to support Israel, which is in very much need of support. And we won't go into all of the details about what's going on. But this is our home. Sonia and I are both from Israel, even though I'm also an American and she's also from somewhere else. We both landed in Israel and made it our home. And when people speak about this little country that, as if it's some place on the map, some location on a map or just a word.
A drop of color on the map.
A drop of color, which you can hardly even see on a map. Or just a word that seems to get tossed around in the media as if it's some kind of... it's
Goliath.
A Goliath, or it doesn't even seem meaningful when you just sort of toss this word around. This is our home. And I want people to understand that this is our home. We have family there. We live there. We thrive there. We may be here right now in New Hampshire, but our hearts are always in Israel, and we will be going back at some point. And it's heartwarming, actually, to know and to see how many people are getting on board these days with offering support to Israel. And we do encourage you to go. That's what our show has been about, telling you the wonderful things about Israel, that it's a place you can go and visit. It's a place that's not just a splat on the map. It's a splat of color on a map. It's a place where real people live and good things happen, and it's exciting. And you can go water skiing and boating, and you can go traveling, and you can see archaeological sites, all the things we're always talking about every week. It's a real place, and that's what we're talking about, a real place. So when Corinne El Al comes out and sings a song like this, that even when our home is on fire, we have nowhere else. There is no place like Israel for the Jews, and it's also for everybody in the world. We have nowhere else to be.
For other Jews in the world.
For other Jews, for other non-Jews. Everybody's welcome. And it's the only place of its kind.
Yes.
It's the only place of its kind. And it needs to be there. I don't know what all this brouhaha is about. It's just another place to go. But it's a wonderful, wonderful place to go. So, Ein li eretz acheret. I have no other land.
And we are going to stay there. The land is going to stay there, and we are going to stay there more or less forever. That's it.
Right. And what was the year that she came out with this? It was, this was 1986.
You know what? I think that it was earlier than 1986, really. Because I will tell you why. And this it will be like Miriam said, the ancient people are speaking. In 1983, I married...
Mazel tov.
In 1983, it was long ago, but I remember. The good thing is that I remember, and I remember myself driving to my studies and hearing Corinne El Al speaking in the radio, having somebody interview her, and she started putting this song, and I was, oh, I like it. And I said, she has a lot of courage. Like she's coming without any...
With no instrumentation.
Exactly.
Solo vocalist.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that it's really hard to go there and to make it. So
yeah, this is why it was fantastic.
But maybe I don't remember so well. Who knows?
I remember it too. So let's go on to Etty Ankeri, who is one of my favorite singers. I like her because I feel that she's very unique in her presentation, in the songs that she sings. And this song is called Ro'ah Lecha Ba'inayim.
I can see you in your eyes.
I can see in your eyes. Let's listen a little bit to it. Etty Ankeri.
יותר מהכל היית סוגר אותי עם
I love the arrangement. It's very unique. It's sparse, and it comes and goes. And as a musician, this is what speaks to me a lot, is the music that I'm hearing. And this one just sort of stuck out as something different than the others, if you've been listening. I just love it. It's one of my favorite songs.
She's really a good singer. I like other songs from her. But we don't have it.
We don't have it. Which song did you like?
I don't remember what is the name, but I know how to sing, and I'm not going to do this right now. If we still want to have some listeners, I will stop this here.
Well, let's move on, because we're going to come to the end of our show soon enough. And this next song, by the way, that year, I think, was... We're beginning the 90s,
yes,
beginning of the
yes,
90s. So yes. We can see that Israel is sort of developing. There's a lot of...
A more heavy music, I don't know, more dense?
I think more creative, actually, in a way. But
this is my...
I know that there were more music schools beginning to open up. Israel started to produce a lot more very, very unbelievable musicians. And today, oh my goodness... The musicianship and the talent that is out in Israel today is over and beyond. It's just unbelievable.
Without me, they couldn't make me a talent there. You know.
Well, you can still try.
Yeah.
There's still hope.
You're right.
There's always hope,
George.
And as
I
always say,
for this?
As I always say, Israel is a place where dreams come true. So if you have the dream to be a singer, Sonia.
No. I don't have it.
Well, let's go to Shishi Shabbat by Ziknei Tzfat. What am I saying? And this really is coming into sort of a different kind.
So let's hear it. And
yeah, a very different kind of sound.
Yeah.
שישים שבת זהו יום הבוחר לא תבואי שישים שבת זהו יום הבוחר זהו יום הבוחר זהו יום הבוחר לא תבואי שישים שבת זהו לא תבואי שישי שבת, זהו יום הבוחר, זהו יום הבוחר, זהו יום הבוחר, לא תבואי שישי שבת, זהו יום הבוחר. לא אנחנו לא חיות, רק בני אדם, לא אנחנו לא חיות, כן אנחנו
שישי שבת, שבת.
Friday and Saturday, you are not going to come this weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah.
We're going to go quickly into our final song for today. It's called Lifkot Lach.
Lifkot Lecha.
Sorry, Lifkot Lecha.
Yes, but I wrote Lach, yes.
You wrote
right.
Lach.
Yeah, it's Lifkot Lecha or mm-hmm. Forever, Forever My Brother. Lifkot Lecha is to cry for you. And this is a song written by Aviv Geffen. If you remember Jonathan Geffen, we spoke
right.
about him. This is his son. And he's also crazy, but extremely talented.
He is a lot like Prince, the singer Prince, in that he would get very made up. He would do very eccentric things.
Exactly.
On
but
stage,
he's
very, a lot of costume.
Very,
looks.
Very, very talented. And this song is in memory of his best friend, which died in an accident car, in a car accident in 1992 when they both have been 18. And then we will speak more.
הולכים לים, לכן הים הלוח, וזה הצור שלהחזיר ציוד אפשר, לא געגוע לנצח אחי, אזכור אותך תמיד, וניפגש בסוף, אתה יודע, ויש לי חברים, אבל גם הם קווים אל מול אורך המשגע. וכמו הגלים אנחנו מתנפצים אל המזח, אל החיים. וכמו הגלים אנחנו מתנפצים אל המזח, אל החיים.
Okay.
This is Lifkot Lecha. Singing is Arik Einstein, written by Aviv Geffen, son of Jonathan Geffen, although
he was 18 when he wrote this
right.
lyrics and the music.
And again, you mentioned, Sonia, that it was in memory of a friend who was killed in a car crash. It was also in memory.
It's happened that the last song, not the last song, but Aviv Geffen came in 1995 in November for a rally with
for peace
former Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, yes, and he was assassinated. And it happened that this guy Aviv Geffen stood there and he starts singing this song. And actually the song is telling that you can bring anything back, but you are the feeling of missing somebody, it's only going harder and harder, and it's impossible to bring back anyone. And that life, it's like crashing waves on the beach. Very nice words. I know that you like the song, the music. I like the words.
I like the words too. I
I am
it's a very moving song.
Very moving song, mm-hmm. Yes. And it's very deep for a child. He was 18 in this time. So.
Right. I want to tell our listeners, you know, in Israel, our children, when they finish high school, they go straight to the army. And as we mentioned before, the army is not just a place, it's not a place where they're trained to kill, and they're trained to do lots of things. It's an education, they get a good education, they become doctors, they become all sorts of things.
Not from the army, and yes.
Yeah, in the army they get training, and they come out as wonderful, wonderful human beings. And the army is actually a very good place of growth. So that's what the Israeli army is about. Let's go to our Torah portion.
And Parashat Matot introduces the way in which the Torah relates to vows and what's?
To vows and oaths.
Okay. The Hebrew word neder, often translated as vow.
Vow, yeah.
Vow really has no equivalent in English. In essence, a neder has the effect of changing the status of the object upon which was conferred. Through a neder, one can prohibit to oneself something that the Torah permits, such as eating an apple, or one may obligate oneself to perform an optional mitzvah, such as bringing an offering or giving charity. However, one cannot obligate oneself to perform an act, such as going to sleep on time, for such a declaration is not binding under the terms of neder. On Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, we may stand in front of Beit Hadin, the court, the Supreme Court of God, and annul some of our vows and oaths. On Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, we again declare our nedarim as void. All our promises are void. Clearly, we often pledge without proper deliberation. We can understand why the Torah addresses the laws concerning oaths and vows, first to the heads of the Israelite tribes in Bamidbar. Our leaders should be the first to accord for or annul their proclamations.
Shabbat Shalom.
And Shabbat this is Shalom.
We're Rachel.
And Sonia.
And
Miriam.
And this is Israel is Real. Our theme song, Hine Matov, is by myself, Rachel. You can find it on rachelmusic.net. We're on the air every Friday from 10 to 11 in the morning at WSMN 1590 AM, Nashua's News and Talk, and on the internet at wsmnradio.com. Please visit us at israelisrealnh.com. Shalom from Israel
is Real. Always.
Woo!
אנחנו מתנפצים אל המזח, אל החיים.